A week ago today, Brenda Fitzgerald resigned as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. It turns out she has financial stakes in a tobacco company, and that's a major conflict of interest. The CDC also faces enormous budget cuts. The agency is preparing to downsize its global epidemic prevention programs by about 80%. We are currently in the middle of a record-breaking flu epidemic, so should we be worried about the CDC's ability to do its job? Joining me to discuss this is Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the CDC. He's now president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, a global health initiative. Welcome back, doctor.
Great to be on with you.
So let's address this issue of Brenda Fitzgerald and conflicts of interest. Do you think it was right for her to step down?
It became clear that given her financial situation, there was just too much complexity for her to continue. And so that she decided to step down, and that seems like that was the right decision. I do think it's very important that all of us in public health avoid not just impropriety, but the appearance of impropriety. And when you enter the public sphere, there are just certain things you can't do in terms of financial commitments.
You wrote an op-ed on not only that issue, but other things facing the CDC right now. And it appears that you think that the director of the CDC needs to be something other than just a political appointee. Should it be a scientist?
It's really important that the director of the CDC have three core characteristics. First, they have to be science-based. CDC is our nation's public health agency. They are the people who can speak truth to power. And whether one side or the other side doesn't like it, the data that comes out has to be defended and has to be rigorous and technically correct. Second, someone who runs the CDC should have a history of successfully running public health programs. CDC has to get things done. One of the things that's a huge challenge now is the opiate epidemic. This is continuing to increase, and the likelihood is that 2017 will show for the third year running an increase in deaths and a decrease in life expectancy. That's the first time that will have happened in a century. So successful program management experience is very important. Finally, the head of the CDC has to be able to advocate for CDC. CDC is in Atlanta, in Georgia, and that's different from being in the Beltway in Washington, and there's too much risk that CDC is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to providing resources, funding. CDC needs resources. It needs a budget. So it's very important that people throughout Georgia, throughout Atlanta, and throughout the country protect CDC so that CDC can protect all our health.
So I wonder what you think then about this massive cutback in programs and the fact that the CDC is expecting to stop many of its programs that are out in the field in other countries. Is that going to affect the agency's ability to protect people here domestically?
I hope that the big rollback of the Global Health Security Program to reduce the risk of epidemics won't happen. The risk here is that CDC faces what's called a fiscal cliff. Next year, the money that was appropriated for CDC to help other countries stop epidemics there so we don't have to fight them here, that money will disappear. And if those programs disappear, we will be less safe. I'm hopeful because there are many individuals within the administration, within both the House and the Senate, in both political parties, who recognize that these programs are a best buy and are critically important to protecting Americans. I hope that when the budget is actually enacted for 18 and for 19, these programs will be saved so that Americans can be protected.
But when I've heard politicians speaking about funding for the CDC, especially this funding that goes overseas, it sounds like they put it in the same bucket as foreign aid. Why is that not correct?
We live in a globally interconnected world. Within 2 days, a virus that's spreading anywhere in the world could be in the U.S. There's no way that we can protect Americans from health threats just by working within our own borders. The only way to keep Americans as safe as possible is to identify and help stop threats where they first emerge so that we don't have to fight them on our shores.
How concerned are you that the CDC will fall off that cliff? What kind of conversations have you had about it?
I'm very worried, because if that were to happen, we would be less safe. I'm encouraged by the fact that people within the administration, within Congress, in both House and Senate, Republicans and Democrats, all see the value of these programs. But it's an important step between seeing the value of a program and funding it so that it can continue. And we'll only know over the next months and year or so whether that actually happens. And if it doesn't, that will mean pulling the rug out from programs that have taken years to develop, relationships with other countries, training of doctors and nurses and disease detectives in other countries so that they can do the work stopping disease and we don't have to. All of that work is critically endangered if this funding doesn't continue.
Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the CDC, now president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, a global health initiative. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To continue this conversation, we're joined by Andy Miller, who's CEO and editor of Georgia Health News. Good to have you back.
Good to be here, Celeste.
A few things that Dr. Frieden mentioned. Let's begin with the opiate crisis. When many people think about the CDC, they're thinking about viruses, right? Ebola and getting your flu vaccine. What involvement does the CDC have in handling the opiate crisis?
Well, one is education, and certainly they putting the word out about how dangerous these drugs are. Another is in prevention and in trying to get the right response in terms of the medical community to this crisis. And it is spiraling out of control, not just here in Georgia, but across the country.
Yeah, the death toll is getting bigger and bigger. And there's another thing that people sometimes forget, and that's the research component of the CDC, that oftentimes the CDC is able to get hard numbers on health crises that you can't get anywhere else.
Right. They just came out with a report yesterday about how asthma attacks among children are going down, which was terrific news. And it shows that their programs to help families create healthy houses for kids is working.
So let's talk then first about the director stepping down. And again, the Brenda Fitzgerald was the director of the CDC. She stepped down because she had financial ties with a tobacco company. How closely do they monitor financial ties like that, conflicts of interest for the leaders of the CDC?
Well, I think they have to disclose early on what their holdings were. And Dr. Fitzgerald had a conflict previous to this in the fact that she held stock in a cancer detection company and a health IT company, both of which she couldn't divest according to the requirements of that stock ownership. But that caused some issues in terms of her testifying on cancer and on opiates before Congress. So there was a little bit of unsettled feeling in Congress about that. And then when the Politico report came out that she bought, through a financial manager, she bought shares in Japan Tobacco, a couple of drug companies, as well as a health insurance company. That kind of tipped the balance over, and it was just a matter of time before she resigned.
And Dr. Frieden made a point of saying that the CDC is in Atlanta and not D.C. What point is he making there?
I think because you have so many interest groups and so many government agencies based in Washington, they're right there. They're basically can lobby Congress very easily and effectively and often do. But we're considered, you know, pretty far away. And
yeah, we're outside the Beltway.
That's right. And we have to get our Congress people involved as well as keep this discussion about this prevention money out there, because I feel we don't spend enough on prevention.
Well, that could be a new motto for the CDC. Inside the Beltline, but outside the Beltway. Is anyone at the CDC offices listening now? I feel like that's pretty good. Okay, so then let's go to this, finally, to this issue of funding. How concerned are you? Dr. Frieden seems to be very concerned. Is there a chance that, in fact, the CDC will end 80% of its overseas programs?
I think there's a good chance, and it would be a very bad move, because these countries are where epidemics start. And this money goes to laboratories, to diagnostics, to testing, to improving public health response in these countries so that these emerging epidemics don't cross their borders and eventually come into America. And, you know, I'm also concerned about the overall CDC budget. When we finally do get a federal spending plan and Congress gets their act together on that, what's the overall budget for CDC going to look like?
You're saying we only have about a minute left, but you're saying that because there's a chance they may be looking to cut the overall budget?
It's a matter of where the administration's priorities are. And I think now there's a lot of uncertainty within the agency. They don't have a director. They don't have a budget plan to go on. One good thing is they've got a good acting director, Ann Schuchat, who people really respect.
Okay, Andy Miller is CEO and editor of Georgia Health News. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.